Welcome back, everybody, to Helena here at Bryant Severin Stadium. 36-14, Timberlake in front of Winoka, 2:48 to play. And every game, we put someone on our all-name team. For example, Cam Newton on the Winoka Railroaders made it, as they have a Cam Newton on this team.
That's true.
And this week's nominee, right beside us, assistant coach Sage Powers. What a coach name that
all
is.
All right. Yeah, you got Powers in there.
Sage like Powers it. Means you know what's coming.
That's exactly.
What it means. Although not sage enough to not wear shorts tonight. So.
Hey, but that's powerful right there.
That is. That's a statement. That is a powerful statement. He can't even hear it. Yeah. His headset's on. All right. 36-14. Timberlake in front. 2:15 before we kick it back off. And Winoka will get the ball, which this first possession is going to be a tone setter. They're going to have to come out here and really kind of step out. And at least, even if you don't score, you got to move the football. You got to say, hey, this is going to be our half this time. And they might have to flip it. I mean, against Buffalo, we saw them jump out early, and then Buffalo kind of came back in. That's what the Rails are going to have to do here in the second half.
Well, you know, and obviously, you know, scoring, everybody's trying to score, but scoring at a certain time is important. Even if they don't score, they've got to get the ball deep into Timberlake territory. So even if they do have to go on defense, you're not giving Timberlake only half the field or, you know, two-thirds of the field. You got to get them deep in there so you have more room for your defense to work.
Yeah, and it should be an exciting second half. If you're just getting here in this half, there is nowhere to park in Helena. There is cars. There is cars in everyone's driveways up and down the street, which is, you know, we were right smack dab in the middle of the town here. And it's a glorious atmosphere with all the Christmas lights on the other side here as we get ready to.
I am going to be a little biased here, though. I think the Winoka crowd is just as big as the Timberlake crowd.
Oh, tonight. They traveled well.
Winoka always travels well.
To be fair, it's not that far.
That's true.
You know, if you were Sasako, I'd be impressed.
I made a joke on Facebook this weekend where somebody had said, because I made the trip to, I made the 3-hour trip last week. You know,
oh, yeah, right.
I've been to Boise City all over the place. And I told them I thought Timberlake was going to be too far. And so when somebody laughed, I said, okay, I'll just ride my bike. So
it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. Yep. But, you know, a lot of history between two teams. And it's weird now that they're in different districts,
right. That
they're so close yet don't really see each other. Certainly Winoka in the tougher district of the two, I would say, especially given some of the scores we see dragging out with how good Buffalo is in Tyrone.
Yeah, I really, you know, we knew that Timberlake was probably going to make that move into their district and more than likely going to win their district, even if it was last year's team. They're a better team this year than they were last year, but, you know, with last year's team, we thought they would win that district. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a pretty easy ride for Timberlake. You know, but it's, you know, you get in the C1 and it's unbelievable how tough that district can be.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen a couple instances of a Moreland and a Balco Forgan and other classes playing in tough districts, coming in third and still, you know, really, really competing. And both those teams are up right now.
Well, and that's the thing about Balco Forgan. Last year, they weren't even a playoff team for C1. You know, they make the move up to B, and here they are making a showing in the playoffs.
And also, we spoke with Coach Pierce about it. The basketball success at Balco has probably led to some of that football success as well. Success breeds success, and we see it all the time in high school sports. So now Timberlake ready to kick off. Kaysen Olsen back deep to receive for Winoka in all white, going left to right. Timberlake with a short kick, a little hopper out to the 47-yard line, fielded by Cooper Rich on the hop. And that's where Winoka will take over, just shy of midfield. Again, in all white with the dark helmet, the maroon helmets going left to right. Timberlake in the black with the silver helmet. They'll be going right to left as we start this second half. Timberlake leads 36-14 as we get underway here. And the Rails now going to take to the line of scrimmage. One receiver wide, far side. One receiver near side is Perot. One back in the backfield with Olsen. He's under center. Back is Brady. The give is to Brady. Around the left side, got a little room. Starts tries to throw a stiff arm and finally drug down as they just hang on to Drake Brady. And a nice tackle by J.J. Pippen that time. Brady had no one in front of him. He gets by Pippen. Pickup of about 8 yards for Drake.
Here early on, first play of the second half. That's something I think maybe they tried to do it one time in the first half, you know, that play. But, you know, they're already trying to show a few different things to try to open it up a little bit.
And Drake, much like J.J. Pippen, does not go down and is always moving forward. And you know, he doesn't have the speed some of these guys have, but he's a hard runner. And they give up inside again. And that's going to be brought down. It looks like That was Brady again. That time he picks up another yard, inching closer, going to bring up a third and one from the 43-yard line. And he might be looking at the same play. It's been hard on them to. Drake Brady, he's low to the ground. He's kind of built pretty low. You got to hit him low if you want to stop him from moving forward. He's got good balance. Here we go again. One receiver wide each side. We could be looking at the same thing. Olsen under center. Brady behind him. Toss sweep this time. Left side. They got a little edge. He's got to get it up inside. And did he get enough? And it doesn't look like it. As it was read nicely on the edge out there. Carter Sands.
Sands with a good tackle right there. Because, you know, he definitely was able. If Drake would have been able to break loose from that tackle, he probably would have picked up another 10, 15 yards.
And that was fullback on fullback, and Sands closed that gap pretty quickly. It looked like all he had to do was just turn it up, and he was going to at least pick up that yard. And a huge fourth down now for the Rails. Fourth and about a foot.
And that's one of those things where Sands came from that, from the side of Drake's arm that he has in his brace, so he can't do a whole lot to push him off.
Perot now in motion. Jet sweep to Perot. Inside, Brady can't seal the edge, and Severin takes him down. And Severin blew it up again. Cade Severin, who's been enormous tonight for the Timberlake Tigers. And the jet sweep looked like it was open for a second, and Severin just threw off the block. And that's going to be a turnover on downs, and that is a killer for the Rails.
That was all Severin right now, right there, instead of because I think what happened was Robert thought Severin was going to come to the inside, so Robert tried to go around the outside. Well, Severin didn't bite. Severin just kept on pushing right into Pro and brought him down.
Now a new formation by Timberlake. Trips receivers near side. Jenlick in the shotgun. Snap, quick little wide receiver screen to the outside to Sloop. He's going to cut it upfield, and he's going to be drugged down after a pickup of a couple. That time they just fired it out to Sloop, who has to turn it upfield for about 4 yards. It'll be third and 7 upcoming. They're going to give him 3 yards. Ball now placed at the 47-yard line. 36-14 Timberlake in front. They've got the football now with under 10 to play in the third quarter. And now we're going to get another new formation, this multi-set. We've seen a little bit of everything from the Tigers, the way they've lined up. Now two backs, wing backs, are going to be a toss sweep to Carter Sands on the edge. Pippen tries to throw a block. They miss him as he cuts it back inside. Nice job by Winoka making him turn up, and he's still at his feet. He's dragging about 4 or 5 railroaders with him past the first down. And Carter Sands made the big play defensively, and now offensively he drug about 3 or 4 rails. About 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah, that was it. You know, and actually, I believe the first touch was about 7 yards back.
And it was a nice job by Winoka. He didn't let him get the edge. They turned it up, make him turn it back to the middle of the field. Just run it hard.
It really looked like it was only going to be a 2 or 3 yard pickup then.
One back in the backfield with Jenlick, two receivers far side. Jenlick in the shotgun. There goes the snap, and they're going to blow flags everywhere as we got some motion. And that's going to be a false start on Timberlake and a mistake by the Tigers. Slows this drive down.
Wyatt Atwood was hungry there, and I think that kind of caused the end down there for Timberlake to move a little too quick.
Hey, I got a little jumpy. So now first and 15 for Timberlake. Same formation. There goes a snap. The give is to the back, and it's Pippen. He's going to take it near side towards us, right around the hash, and he is brought down after a pickup of maybe a yard. And that was Merrick Judge. Sorry, it was not J.J. Pippen. One's 12 and one's 14.
And that's what Winoka needs to do right there. They just, you know, they just filled the gaps. They didn't allow too much. You know, if you give up 2 or 3 yards here and there, that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, but if you go in, you miss a tackle here, you know.
Yep.
You know, it's probably 30, 40 yards down the field.
Second and 14. Now Pippen in the backfield with Jenlick. Judd, a far right side. Now Jenlick's going to keep it up inside. He faked the option play, and he's gets past the original line of scrimmage. Picks up a couple more before he's brought down around middle of the field, right at the 40-yard line, a little bit closer to that far hash.
Jason Olsen coming out of the secondary there, safety position. Just took out his legs. Didn't even try to wrap him up. It just took out his legs.
I do have to say, Olsen has done a really nice job of not letting the big play. The pass plays have happened, but that hasn't much been on him. as he's been able to keep the runners in front of him and make sure that prevent that big play. Now a wide receiver screen to the far side. Same play again. It's cut up inside by Judd. Gets right around the first down marker and a quick hitter as they got to the line of scrimmage. Flipped it out to Judd. He's right around the first down marker. We'll see if they give it to him. It's close.
That's going to be really close.
About as close as it gets. Yeah, I think they're going to have to measure this one. And we'll see. No signal yet.
Yep, I think he called fourth down. So.
Yep, fourth down. And about an inch now for the Tigers. We'll see if Winoka can get this stop. I formation Timberlake. Jenlink under center. Sandra fullback. Jenlink just keeps it and a little bit of a hesitation and he's up and in. That's going to be enough with the forward progress to get the first down. Caught him sleeping a little bit. Nice timing play that time by the quarterback. As Jenlink made some nice decisions tonight. He threw that one interception before, thrown short.
I'm not gonna lie, they didn't get on the spot. I thought
the spot was not great, but he still not gonna measure. It was enough to get through.
I thought he was another yard forward.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that close, but regardless, it's gonna be first and 10 for the Tigers. Ball now to 34. Snap to Jenlink, I formation, toss sweep near side. It's J.J. Pippen around. He gets the edge and makes a man miss before he cuts it back inside. He's hit once, he's hit twice. Finally brought down right just past the numbers of the 20-yard line, inside the 20 to around the 18. Nope, they're going to give him a couple more. It looks like a 17-yard line. 14-yard run for J.J. Pippen. He's chalking up the yardage again. It looks like he might be able to use the sideline on him and push him out, and he cuts it right back in and picks up a few more.
Yeah, Carter Sands also came in from the backfield, made a huge block. I'm not sure who the railroader he blocked was, but he allowed for a few more yards.
Give this to Pippen again. He's standing by Jenlink. He's got a little room, one man to beat. He sheds the tackle, and he's driven out of bounds by Kaysen Olsen, about a yard shy of the end zone, as he has been tough to tackle. And that time, Kaysen saving a touchdown. But I don't know for how long, but now a first and goal from the one. Or two. They marked him out at the 2-yard line. First and goal from the two. 36-14 Timberlake in front with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. And Timberlake knocking on the door. Another big run by J.J. Pippen. I formation. Sands your fullback. Pippen the tailback. The give is to Pippen up the front. No one touches him. He walks in the end zone. 2-yard touchdown, Timberlake Tigers. And now the lead increased even further. It is 42-14 Timberlake.
We talked about that was the defensive drive. The Rails really needed to buckle down and get a stop, and they were unable to do so. Now that the backs, unfortunately for them, were really up against the wall.
Now the 2-point conversion coming up here for Timberlake. Another I formation. Might be the same play they just ran. You know, it's toss sweep to the far side, but Pippen's going to look to throw it, and he does throw it. Tries to find a Merrick Judd in the back of the end zone. Judd skied for it. Did he come down with it? And he did. What a catch. He had a one guy behind him, one guy in front of him, and what a catch by Merrick Judd, who's had a fantastic game. And 44-14, your score, 6:20 left in the third quarter. We'll be back after this, our road to the top on K101.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Helena, Brian Severin Stadium, and Brian Severin coaching his Timberlake Tigers to a 44-14 lead right now with 6:20 left in the third quarter. And go from fourth and a little bit, you get the loss, you turn the ball over, and just like that, Timberlake makes you pay. Just can't have turnover on downs against this team. They score so quickly.
Yeah, that's we just talked about the athletes that they have. We just saw it on that 2-point right there. And to win games at this point, you're going to do stuff like that. It's pretty incredible what they're able to do.
Line drive kick to Drake Brady, who fields it. He's stuck by Judd, still on his feet, and finally brought down around the 42-yard line. As Judd came up, made a stick, but Brady's balance Got him about it, maybe another yard before he's brought down. And now Winoka going to take over from their own 41-yard line. 41-yard line, so first down and 10. First and 10. And the only good news for the Rails right now is that didn't take long, which means you still got a ton of time left here.
A lot of time, yeah. Obviously you're going to start seeing the ball thrown a little bit more. And you know, I'd be interested to see if we're going to get that little slant play across the middle of the field to Perreault.
Like to see
here pretty quick.
Some Cooper Rich involvement here might be good for the Rails. Now one back set, Perreault in motion. See if they get the jet sweep. They fake it. Olsen's going to keep it. He's under pressure by Merrick Judd. He's got to uncork it. Wide open man on the sideline. He rifles it in, and Perreault can't hang on. Olsen just too much mustard as he was under pressure. Pretty nice throw, and Perreault, and that may have just been the cold weather. He threw a rifle down there at him, right on the sideline.
You know, Kaysen, to be able to make that throw with Judd coming at him like that, Kaysen took a big hit at the end of that play. You know, but he did everything he could to last as long as he could to even give Perreault a chance to make a catch.
You know, he's so good at keeping his eyes downfield. That time he rolled right, nothing there, and found Perreault backside over across the first down marker. But it's now second and 10. Perreault wide, near side, one receiver wide, far side. Brady in the backfield, jet sweep to Perreault. Gets a block from Brady. Nice job by Drake Brady. Perreault cuts it back inside. Now he's got the edge. He's got a little space. Driven out of bounds. Big run by Perreault as he gets down to the 37-yard line. And that time a pickup of around 22 yards for Robert Perreault.
Good job by Robert right there to, you know, recognize where they're at in the game and not try to really waste time. You know, as soon as he had an opportunity to step out of bounds, he'd step out of bounds, stop the clock.
Brady threw a nice block to spring him in that fullback position. And that was the same block Severn made him miss before. That time he nailed it, and Perreault was off to the races. One receiver wide each side. Brady in the backfield with Olsen. Olsen going to drop back to pass, surveys the field. He just takes off. He's got some grass. They're trying to keep him in front of him. Oh, and just gets tripped up. And that's where he's dangerous. And Dalton Learer actually kept Olsen from shedding him. Usually he makes a little spin move there and sometimes breaks free, but he did pick up about three and a half yards on that play.
Yeah, Kaysen's got a little bit of a limp right now, so I'm not really sure what's going on there, and I'm wondering if that's kind of part of the reason why he hadn't run the ball quite as much tonight.
And you can see Timberlake's defense spy him, and the minute he took off, he had about three Tigers converge on him as they're really keeping an eye on Kaysen Olsen. 5:23 left in the third quarter, 44-14. Timberlake in front. Olsen in the gun. Brady's to his left. He looks downfield. He's got two receivers. He's under pressure. Throws a little screen pass inside. It's Cooper Rich. He's in the middle of the field. He gets brought down around the 15-yard line. And again, he leaked out. And that time they faked block. They let everybody through. And kind of a little jailbreak tight end screen of sorts.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed as the year's gone along. Cooper's really smarter than these guys and what he needs to do. You know, and I've been really impressed, you know, just because I got to watch him last year as an eighth grader, in the improvement he has made on the football side of his athleticism is pretty awesome to see between his eighth grade year and his freshman year.
Picked up about 14 yards on the play. Ball now at the 17-yard line. Olsen the shotgun, Brady in motion to the far side. He's going to line up wide far side. Near side, one receiver, Perreault in the backfield. Olsen takes the snap, throws it, flips it out to Perreault on the edge. He's going to go around the outside, lowers his shoulder, and laid the boom down and picked up another yard. Nice job by Perreault that time as he initiated contact as the running back. And he's not very big, but, man, he'll hit you.
He is one of the hardest-working kids you'll see on the football field, both in-game, in practice. He'll get out there and do stuff that, in fact, I heard about a blocking drill he set up himself. You know, it was doing with the dummies himself. That wasn't even initiated by the coaching staff.
I love the initiative. I like that. And one receiver wide each side. Brady in the backfield beside Olsen. There goes a shotgun snap. He looks at a quick hitcher inside to Perreault. He's right around the first down marker. I think he might be a yard shy. He was right at it. That time he ran his route a little bit short. Going to bring up a third and one. Nice job by Olsen. See, I like that play. They were giving Perreault a lot of space, and they kind of took what the defense gave them. As Timberlake's kind of playing bend but don't break defense right now, giving some space to those receivers, 44-14 lead.
Unfortunately, you know, that's what Timberlake can do at this point in the game. You know,
right.
The clock's in their place to their advantage. And, you know, that's what you wanted to see early in the game by Winoka.
Two receivers far side, Allison and Brady. One near side, it's Perot. Brady in motion. Olsen just has to grab the high snap and pick it up, and he goes forward and gets the yardage. What an athletic play. Kaysen Olsen, they almost snapped it over his head. He tipped it to himself and just fell forward. Picked up more than what he needed. Got all the way down to the 5-yard line. And first and goal now from the 5 for the Rails.
Luckily, Brady, as he was coming across, he saw those bad snap too, stuck his hand up there. You know, luckily he didn't get a piece of it. It may have caused a fumble.
That's just an athlete making a play there at Kaysen Olsen. In the shotgun, no one back there with him, all alone. And another high snap, but he has to come up and grab it, take it inside. And had it not been high, he might have had a little space there. He might have gotten a yard on the play. Looks like they did get a yard. Going to be second and goal from the 4 now. Had some problems with some high snaps there. Joseph Morrell going to have to get some of those down. Kaysen's done a good job of holding on to him. Hasn't dropped one yet. Now they're going to spread it out a little bit. One receiver to each side, one back in the backfield with Olsen to his left. It's Brady. Ball to near hash. There goes the snap. Olsen going to roll left. He's going to look left. He's going to take off running. He makes a little ball fake. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kaysen Olsen. 4 yards out, and Olsen gets on the board. And Winoka says, not so fast. We're still here. Making it a little interesting.
That's just a senior right there not wanting to go for his season to be cut short. You know, he's going to do everything he can to get his team into this game and try to give him a chance.
Cuts the lead to 24. Big two-point conversion upcoming here. Every point's crucial now for the Rails. 44-20 with 2:18 to go. One receiver wide each side. Perot now in the backfield with Olsen. He's to his right. Shotgun snapped Olsen. Quick right. He fakes the throw. Takes it off inside. A nice decision by Olsen. Faked the throw. And no one thought he was going to run it. And he ran it into the end for the two-point conversion. Rails cut it to 22. 44-22 your score. Timberlake in front with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Back after this. Our K101 road to the top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ray Trout Field here at Bryant Severin Stadium. Timberlake leads Winoka 44-22, 2:18 left in the third quarter. And elsewhere in Class C, Mountain View Gotobo broken it wide open, 54-20 at the half there. And Buffalo starting to pull away, 42-14 over Sasakwa. And also now Midway's made it a game. It's 42-34. They've cut it to 8 in the third quarter down there in Council Bluffs.
That's a really long
You can
trip.
Tell we don't cover Midway. You know who Midway's coach is? You know what his name is? Troy Bullard. No lie. Still winning. Now it hopped over the head of the front line of Timberlake, and that onside kick goes out of bounds at the 45, and that's where the Tigers are going to take over. So 44-22, and if you're Winoka, now you might want to start taking some chances defensively, trying to get a turnover here. And you got to think, Timberlake wants to keep this on the ground as much as possible.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing when you, with a team against like Winoka on the defensive side is, yeah, you're going to try to run the clock, but they're pretty dang good defensively, too.
When see, wide receivers, they come out throwing. Quick hitch to the right side. It is Judd right at the first down marker. He crosses it. He's tackled by Allison, but not before he picks up 12 yards and a first down for the Timberlake Tigers right at the sideline.
And that's going to keep the Railroad defense honest. They were expecting also, just like we were, start working the clock, and here they come out throwing.
And that's just as good as a run if you trust your receiver that much. And as well as he's played tonight, I mean, you got to feel pretty comfortable throwing it to number 12. One back to the right side. The give is to that back. It is Pippen. He's coming towards us. Now he's going to cut it inside. Makes Allison miss. Spin move on Kaysen Olsen. Still in his feet to the 30. He's still in his feet to the 20. Driven down around in the inside the 15-yard line. And J.J. Pippen looking electric out there. What a run down inside of the 12-yard line. And just when it looks like Winoka might have something going, J.J. Pippen gouges him.
No, we talked about earlier how Pippen just keeps his legs moving. He's shifty, you know, and you've got to make sure you have a hold of him. You can't just trip him up.
Now, Kaysen Olsen doesn't miss that many tackles, and that one, that time, Pippen, the give now to Carter Sands right up the gut, and Morrell just drags him back over on top of him. And Big Joe that time says, we're not letting Carter Sands drag us for 4 yards. And pile drives him to the ground there.
How'd you like to have Big Joe underneath and Cooper Ridge come down on top of you at the same time?
That's a lot of size for Class C.
A lot of size.
You don't see that many teams that big. I mean, we saw Pond Creek Hunter last year was enormous, too. They had some size winning the state title. I formation now, 2nd and 9. Toss sweep right side. Pippen blown up instantly. Wyatt Atwood that time, and big play by Atwood, who was so good in the Buffalo game, now making his presence felt in this one as a loss that time by Pippen. And that's a big play because now it's 3rd and long.
You know, and that's one thing we were talking about earlier, you know, is how Cooper Rich is on the opposite end of Atwood. They kept going to that side to Cooper all night. We haven't been able to see Atwood have many opportunities like that. And that just shows how much respect they have for him.
Two backs either side. Jenlick's going to come up, throw, and he's going to throw it right side over towards Judd and face guard and incomplete. Nice job. I don't think they threw a flag.
Yeah, they threw a flag.
Did they throw one?
We also had a flag back here in the backfield, too. So.
I don't think he made a lot of contact with him there. I didn't see a lot back there. It looked like he was just a face guard. He did not turn and look back for the football. A couple flags on the field. And we got a hold on Timberlake, offsetting penalty. So the hold, as the pressure from Winoka trying to get towards Jenlink, it forces a hold, and now it's going to be a replay of that 3rd and 15.
That hold was on the far side of the field again with Wyatt Atwood. Wyatt came in there, and you know I think it was Sands who actually was the one who brought him down. All he could do was just pull him down.
Well, now they've got Pippen and Sands to either side of Jenlick. Merrick Judd far side. Dylan Schloop near side out wide. Shotgun snap to Jenlick. He drops fast. He's looking at Schloop, and now he's going to throw it towards the middle of the field. Almost picked off, and Allison in and out of his hands. And he could have made a huge play that time. I think he was looking to run before he caught it. And with 17 seconds left in the quarter, a big 4th down and 15 upcoming here in the game. Winoka needs a stop. They haven't stopped this Timberlake offense in a while now. 4th and 15. Now Timberlake can get a 1st down about 3 yards from the end zone. Same formation. Judd out wide far side. Sloop near side. Shotgun snap. Jenlick to look to throw. Pump fake. He's under pressure. Gets away from it. Carter Sands tries to push him forward, and he just has to run, and he's tackled. Nobody open that time. Good coverage downfield by the rails. They're going to take over on downs. And that time, much needed stop, but only 9 seconds left in the quarter, and down 22. They're going to have to score pretty much every possession, every chance they get from here on out.
Yeah, that's a big stop. Like I said, we was talking about it on the last time Winoka had the ball. You know, for Timberlake, the clock is now on their side. You know, so they have that ability to bend, not break.
Right, and also Judd knew he didn't have to force, or not Judd, but Ethan Jenlick knew he didn't have to force it. He's like, I'll just take what they give me. We're up 22, lots of time left. Two receivers. Near side, one far side. Perot in motion. Olsen takes a snap. He rolls right. He looks back to his left. Screen set up for Perot. He overthrew him. He had him wide open. And Olsen sailed it over his head. And there was green grass in front of Robert Perot.
I think that was a little bit of a miscommunication where Kaysen thought Olsen was going to keep on going downfield. And Perot kind of turned around waiting for it. And Olsen just kind of overthrew him where he thought he was going to be.
That was a great play call by Coach Allen because that could have broke things up in a hurry. And Timberlake that time used their aggressiveness against him as they did in that Cooper Rich play a little bit ago. One receiver wide each side, Perot far side, Tegan Allison near side, Brady in the backfield with Kaysen Olsen. Shotgun snap to Olsen. He's going to drop back, survey the field. He's just going to take off and run. Got a little space. They're trying to rein him in. He gets out to the 30, picks up the 1st down. That time Kaysen Olsen taking what they give him. And Timberlake happy to let the clock run right now, but that will do it for the third quarter. As 44-22 your score, we head into the fourth quarter. Timberlake leads Winoka. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.